The people closest to me on the day of Qiyamah, says Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and the people first in line to enter the Jannah through the shafa of Rasulullah alaihi wasallam are those Muslimin who have put the most salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my beloved Jama'atu Muslimin, my first advice to your honorable selves today is, please be consistent and increase your salawat on our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And join me, because of limited amount of time, just once to put together salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allahumma salli ala sayyidina Muhammadin nabiyil ummi wa ala ali wa sahbihi wa sallim. MashaAllah, so beautiful. Amma ba'd, fa ya ibadallah, after that, O beloved servants of Allah, ittaqullaha mastata'tum, always be conscious of Allah, always be mindful of Allah, and be obedient to Allah, for indeed in the whole world no one is more happier and no one is more successful than the one that is obedient to Allah and obedient to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Wa'lamu anna Allah ta'ala yaqulu fi muhkam tanzili, and know well that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Holy Quran, ba'da a'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim, لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم. صدق الله مولانا العظيم. May Allah increase our love for the Quran. Allah says to us, you will never reach and attain piety and righteousness unless you spend and sacrifice of that which you love and that which is dear to you. And whatever you spend, says Allah, Allah is certainly aware of it. My dear ones, all of us, we strive in our lives to become of the righteous, to become of the true mu'mineen. We strive to get closer to Allah. We strive that Allah must be happy with us. And allow me to say, if that is not the case, if we don't strive to get closer to Allah, if we don't strive to be of the true mu'mineen and of the righteous, then this life is meaningless. It's no meaning. Because Allah says in the Quran, the reason why Allah has created us, الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. Allah says Allah has created death and life only for one reason, to test you, who of you are going to be the best in good deeds? Who of you going to be the best in piety? So Allah is saying to us in this ayah, and Allah has decreed that this is the beginning of the fourth juz, لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرِّ, so that we can focus on it. Allah is saying to us, I want you to become of the righteous and the pious, but you can only reach that rank if you are prepared to spend and to sacrifice of that which is most dear to you. So most translations in the Quran, most translations translate hatta tumfiku mimma tuhibbun, referring to your wealth and your money, that which is most dear to you. Today we would like to look and focus and concentrate on the more deeper meanings of لَن تَنَالُ الْبِرَّ حَتَّى تُنْفِكُوا مِمَّا تُحِبُّونَ. Remember that Allah says in Quran, ولو أن ما في الأرض من شجرة أقلام والبحر يمد من بعد سبعة أبحر ما نفدت كلمات الله. If all the trees in the world, and you know there are millions of trees, if all the trees in the world were pins, and the ocean and seven oceans were ink, it wouldn't have been enough to explain the words of Allah. So yes, my dear ones, I think most of the people in the world don't have lots of money. So if the ayah is confined and restricted and limited to money and wealth, then how and when will most of the Muslims achieve piety? Another proof in the Quran that it's not only to do with money. Allah says, لَنْ يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَاكِ يَنَالُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. It is not the meat and the blood of the animals that you sacrifice and you qurban. It is not the meat and the blood that will reach Allah. وَلَاكِ يَنَالُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. But it's a piety in your hearts that will reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now let us go to other things besides money that are dear to us. But before I'm going to go there, let me remind you that there is something more valuable and more precious to Allah than wealth and money. And I'm speaking about time. Yes, time is much more valuable than money. For example, if you have lost 500 million pounds, and that's a lot of money, it is possible to recover and to regain and get back that 500 billion or 500 million pounds. But if you've lost 1 hour or even 1 minute, you can't recover it. You can't get it back. In fact, even if you have all the money in the world, you can't buy back and recover just 1 minute that you've lost. So now let us now come to the other things in life that is dear to us. We love to sleep. And my evidence for that is that Muslims, or many Muslims, are not prepared to sacrifice the time. Time is more valuable than money. They're not prepared to sacrifice that time of their sleep, even to stand up for Fajr Salah. Their sleep is more dear to them than standing up to stand in front of the King of Kings and to meet Allah. We are going back, my dear ones, to the words of Allah. And this is what the Jummah is all about. The first ayah of the fourth juz. You will never, Allah says, you will never. Nobody says else. Allah says, you will never reach piety and righteousness unless you spin of that which is dear to you. So today I want to go into the deeper meanings and deeper understanding. Because I'm not referring now to the Fajr Salah. Because recently Fajr was 6:30, 6:20, 6 o'clock. It's easier to stand up for Fajr. But I'm referring to the preparedness of standing up in the middle of the night. So, going to the ayah, and in the context of the ayah, you will never reach true piety and righteousness unless you are prepared to spend that time in the middle of the night to stand up in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad alayhi salam used to stand up every night for long, long hours until the feet of Rasulullah alayhi salam was swollen up. My dear ones, wallahi, Allah don't want us to be mediocre Muslims. Mediocre is a big word, but it means ordinary. Allah don't want us to be ordinary Muslims and average Muslims. Allah wants us to be extraordinary. Allah wants us to be remarkable Muslims. Like Allah says in Surah As-Sajdah, إِنَّمَا يُؤْمِنُ بِآيَاتِنَا الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِّرُوا بِهَا خَرُّوا سُجَّدًا وَسَبَّحُوا بِحَمْدِ رَبِّهِمْ وَهُمْ لَا يَسْتَكْبِرُونَ تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ. Now if Allah used the word إِنَّمَا, it is called in Arabic أَدَاتُ الْحَصْرِ, a letter of restriction. Allah says, only the following people have got true iman. When they are reminded by the words of Allah, they go into sujood. And then Allah says, and the other qualities are tatajafa junubum. They sacrifice their warm beds and they stand up. Yad'una rabbahum, in the middle of the night while the rest of the world is sleeping, these people are up. Yad'una rabbahum, speaking to Allah, khawfan wa tama'an, out of fear that they're not going to make it the day of Qiyamah. And hoping that they're going to go to Jannah. Allah speaks about Allah's special, remarkable slaves, extraordinary slaves. Allah calls them Ibadur Rahman. What do they do? Yabituna li Rabbihim sujjadan wa qiyama. They're overnight in sujood and in qiyam, standing in front of Allah. My dear ones, another thing that is dear to mankind, or to be more specific, the men of the world, is women. Men, the nature of men is they love to look at women. And they love to look at certain parts of a woman. And if you may be doubted, Allah says in the Quran, زُهِلَ لِلنَّاسِ حُبُّ الشَّهَوَاتِ مِنَ النِّسَاءِ. Beautified has been made for mankind the love of temptations and pleasures for women. So by spending your time, you will never reach piety unless you spend that is what is most loved to you for the sake of Allah. So by spending your time to work out and to plan how you're going to lower your gaze, how you're going to remove your eyesight swiftly, because we are in a world, every second woman in the street is dressed up for you to look at her. That's the reality. So by spending your time to work out and plan how you're going to remove your eyesight swiftly, because that is the advice of Rasulullah. Nabi Muhammad says, Isrif basarak, remove your eyesight swiftly. So by doing that, then you will achieve piety and righteousness. We know for a fact that a person, a Muslim, he has built up iman and taqwa for 5 years, for 7 years, with one purposeful look at a woman and the different parts of a woman, it brings down his iman right down. Just by one look. Now, if that is by one look, what about Muslims that look at pornography? So what does it mean? So, yes, that is how you can achieve true piety and righteousness. To spend your time fruitfully and lowering your gaze. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah says in the Hadith al-Qudsi, النَّذْرَةُ سَهْمٌ مَسْمُومٌ مِنْ سِهَامِ إِبْلِيسِ مَنْ تَرَكَهُ مِنْ مَخَافَتِي أَبْدَلْتُهُ إِيمَانًا يَجِدُ حَلَاوَةَ فِي قَلْبِهِ. That purposeful look, that second look, or that first long look, Jamaat Muslim, I am of those people that promote that you mustn't make jokes of the words of Rasulullah. Don't say that the Nabi Muhammad says the first look is yours, so have a long look. That is not what is meant. Hasha lillah. Don't make jokes. The Nabi Muhammad meant, if you walk out of the masjid now, and unfortunately, and you didn't mean it, your eyes fall on a woman, Allah's not gonna write it down for you. So don't say, it's for you, so have a long look. So I'm saying that long look, first look, and that second look, Allah says, it is a poisonous arrow from the Iblis. Poison. Why is it poisoned? To kill your iman. To kill your shame. There are people looking at pornography. They've got no shame. They don't know shame for Allah. Looking at pornography, for example. Or a man, every day, he walks in the street and he looks at women as if he's looking at a Wimbledon tennis match. Listen to what Allah says. Whosoever leaves alone that look, min makhafati, out of respect for me, out of love for me, out of fear for me, Allah says, I will replace that look that he avoided with iman in his heart. He will find, listen to this, he will find the sweetness of the iman in his heart. My dear ones, allow me to share with you, when I told my wife this morning that I'm going to speak about this ayah, amazingly she said to me, this ayah is not only to do with money, it is to do many other things. And even more amazingly, she told me, what about spending time? We agree now that time is more valuable than money. She said to me, now what about spending that time, quality time with your mother and your father? And then she went further. Allah speaks about lantanalul birr. And she connected with birrul walidain, the goodness to your parents. How can you reach piety and you are rude to your parents? You're not dutiful to your parents. Jamaat Muslim, we also, another thing that is very dear to us, we love to eat. Nobody will disagree with me. We just love, we are human beings, me too. We love to eat. But how many of us are prepared to sacrifice that eating on a Monday or a Thursday or just 3 days for the month that Rasulullah advised? How many Muslims are fasting, sunnah fasting? Allah says you will never reach piety and true righteousness unless you spend that which you love most. Tomorrow is the 13th of Safar. Rasulullah advises us, fast the white days, the 13th, 14th, 15th. So make an effort. Or whenever you decide, but life can't go on like this. We can't be stagnant. One of my teachers told me, one of the worst things in life for him is to stay stagnant. Just imagine your level of iman and spirituality is the same for the last 20 years. My dear ones, I must look at the time. Almost finished. Allah. I quickly want to go through this one. Another thing that is very dear to us, and that is sports and entertainment. The people just love sports. They're even more crazy for Liverpool and Arsenal, Manchester United, than what you ask for the Quran. People cry when their team lose, but they don't cry when they didn't read the Quran for a year or for 2 years.
People are so crazy. Sports and entertainment is so dear to them. When the call of Allah goes, Hayya ala salah, hayya al falah, come to the salah, come to the success. No, no, no. The sports entertainment is more dearer to me. You're not saying with your tongue, but actions speak louder than words. You don't respond to the call of Allah, you respond to the sports and entertainment. So you will never attain piety unless you spend and sacrifice. That is what was most dear to you. Just imagine spending that time that you use for sports to read the Quran and study the Quran. Just imagine you use that time to make dhikrullah, to repent to Allah, using an hour to say astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah. Just imagine you using that same time to speak to Allah. Ad-du'a huwa al-ibadah, the main purpose or the main form and essence of ibadah is to speak to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what must mean in conclusion? Allow me to say, to reach piety and to reach the Jannah, we need to work very hard. The Nabi Muhammad says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sil'atullah ghaliya, the commodity of Allah is expensive. It's priceless. Rasulullah is referring to the Jannah. The Jannah is not cheap. You must work hard for the Jannah. أَمْ حَسِبَتُمْ أَن تَدْخُلُوا جَنَّةَ وَلَمَّا يَعْلَمِ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ جَادُوا مِنْكُمْ وَيَعْلَمُ الصَّابِرِينَ. Allah is asking the question, do you think that you're just simply going to Jannah? And listen to this. And you haven't shown Allah yet that you are serious to go to Jannah. I'll just take another 2 minutes to say to my dear brothers and sisters, that for the last 34 years, I end off my Jumu'ah with the following words of Rasulullah alayhi wasallam, Kullu bin Adam khatta'un. Each and every slave of Allah, all human beings, they make mistakes. But the best of them are those who return to Allah. You could have been the worst of sinners. But if you come back to Allah, you are the best in the eyes of Allah. And whenever I come to this part of the hadith, I say to my beloved community, if you are still neglectful of the salah, please make that decision today. That from today onwards, you're not going to miss one salah. All of us, we want to go to Jannah. But how can you enter the Jannah and you didn't perform your 5 times salah? So for the second time, my time is very limited. I would have loved another 10 minutes, but unfortunately, I haven't got the time. Sheikh Ibn Rahman need to make important announcements. But I ask you, my brother, if you are here, and my sister, if you are here today present, and you are not making your salah 5 times per day, I beg you from the bottom of my heart, please make that decision that from today onwards, you're not going to miss one salah. And if you're going to do that, you're on way to Jannah. I make dua as Allah has grant us to meet here today in Masjid Al-Quds, that Allah grant all of us to meet on the day of Qiyamah in Jannah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad wa alhamdulillah rabbil alameen.
Takbir. Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. MashaAllah, jazakallah khair. Shukran kathir. And bayat ramakasi to our beloved Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel for a very profound nasiha. May Almighty Allah grant us understanding. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that we be of those who will continuously strive, inshallah, to attain true piety and righteousness. Amen. May Almighty Allah preserve you, Fadilat Sheikh Ibrahim, and keep you the very good ambassador for Islam that you are. May Allah preserve you for many more good years. Amen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. I just have a few announcements. We have been asked to make dua for Mrs. Rashida Ruknuddin. She is not well. Make dua shifa for her, inshallah. And also, Karima Thais from Bonteville requested that we make dua for a 95-year-old grandma, Haji Saleha Nasib Nislam Din, also for dua shifa. Ameen. May Allah grant shifa to all our sick people at home and in hospital. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. And then, of course, we make dua for Sayyid Ashfaq Qadri of Karda, son of Karda Wale Sayyid Saab, who passed away, whose janaza took place already. Also for Mrs. Kulsum Ibrahim Kondwilkar, for whom we made dua last week. She sadly also passed away. May Allah grant his deceased Jannatul Firdaus. We also make dua for my father-in-law, Haji Ahmad Miller from Worcester. He's 100 days today. 100 days today, may Allah grant him Jannatul Firdaus. And also for Muhammad Salim Motlika, the nephew of Haji Hamza Motlika, whose janaza was on Monday. May Allah have mercy and grant maghfirah to all our deceased. And make the kuburs from the gardens of Jannah. Ameen. Then of course we also make dua. We are continuing today our collection for the floods in Pakistan, and I hope everyone has again today donated generously. Last week, alhamdulillah, we have collected plus minus 60,000 rand, and we hope with the balance that we intend to fill the 100,000, we will send that to Pakistan, inshallah, and make sure that it gets where it is most needed, inshallah. Then, of course, I want to remind you, as I do every week, for the 24th of September of this month, we will have the Maharajan Tifl al-Aqsa, the Maharajan, or the commemoration or celebration of the children of Palestine, creating more and more awareness of the situation of Masjid al-Aqsa in Palestine. That will be on the 24th of this month, September, and we are already selling our vouchers, Pride vouchers and Gatsby vouchers. It is available. I have the coordinator here, Haji Ali, Yunus Ali, as well as I want to welcome the Honorable Sheikh Shahid Iso, our National Administrator of the Al-Quds Foundation of South Africa, sitting at the back. MashaAllah, may Allah grant success to our endeavors for Palestine. Ameen. And we pray for the liberation. Say Ameen. The liberation of Masjid al-Aqsa and of the whole land of Palestine, occupied Palestine. Amen. And last but not least, today is a very sad day for Siraj Parker and his family. He's a trustee of the masjid, and of course the whole committee and the imamat are really feeling it with him. Just this morning at about 11 or before 11, there was an attempted kidnapping on him, and it ended up in these criminals, these animalistic criminals, shooting him in the head, dead. It's Siraj's only son. We say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And I don't want to start another lecture here today, but I will add on again next week, appealing to our community. Over and over on a Friday, I say, before you go out of your home, read your ayatul kursi. Ask Allah's protection. But more than that, it is by time that we as a community start getting mobilized and galvanized. We are seen too much as a soft target and as an easy target. Why don't these criminals go to other communities who are billionaires? Why do they target Muslim businesses mostly? Our business people, you are our asset. You upkeep the masajid. You support the endeavors and the efforts of the Muslim community. We need to get mobilized. And we need to tell these criminals, these brutal animalistic criminals, don't think that we as a Muslim community are going to remain a soft target. It's time that we need to stand up. I hear someone said earlier to me, I'm rather going to get my family and run out of this country. I say, why do you want to run away? Wherever you turn, Muslims are the recipients of injustice and oppression. Be it New Zealand, Australia, America, Britain, wherever you go, you are going to find the same problems. We need to put our home right. This is our home. Don't run away from your home. We are not cowards to run away. We will stand firm as a community and muster our strength together. And I'm not calling for lawlessness. I'm not calling for vigilantism. I'm not calling for people to take the law in their own hands. There's already no law. But what I'm saying is, we have got the right to defend ourselves as a community, and every individual, we have a right to self-defense. It is time that we stand up. And we need our lawyers, our legal experts, our medical fraternity, our people of every profession, come forward. I don't have all the answers as the imam, but I'm prepared to stand in the forefront and give guidance. But I need every person of every profession to come forward and say, yes, this is our community. And we are going to set matters right here for my and your children and our grandchildren and our great-grandchildren. This will be part of our legacy that we will leave behind. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Do I have your support? Only 10% is answering. Do we have your support?
Yes.
Barakallah. Takbir.
Allah.
Allahu Akbar wa lillahi alhamd. May Almighty Allah help us. May Allah guide us. May Allah protect us. Make us true mu'mineen. And through the passionate plea that Sheikh Ibrahim Gabriel's made, that Allah make us of those people who find time and stand up during the night. 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, 3 o'clock, 4 o'clock. Stand up when the whole world is sleeping. Stand up and cry before Allah. We need to cry to Allah. We need Allah. We need Allah. We need Allah. We need to stand up and do something about our situation. Please, I beg you, in the name of Allah and in the name of our beloved Huzuri Park, Sayyidina Muhammad Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, let us stand up and be a community to be counted for, a community and a force to be reckoned with, that we will not continue to be soft targets and easy targets anymore. Wa akhiru da'wana an alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.
Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر
إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين وأذل الشرك والمشركين رب اختم لنا بالخير برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين والحمد لله رب العالمين
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته
الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله الحمد لله ولا نعبد إلا إياه والشكر لله ولا يستحق أحد سواه وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبد ورسوله القائل: أولى الناس بي يوم القيامة أكثرهم علي صلاةً. اللهم صلِّ وسلِّم وبارِك على هذا النبي الكريم وعلى إخوانه الأنبياء المرسلين وآل كل وصحب كل أجمعين، وأحسن الله ختامي وختامكم وختام المسلمين، وحشر الجميع تحت لواء سيد المرسلين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، اتقوا الله ما استطعتم وأطيعوه فما أسعدكم إن أطعتم، واعلموا أن الله تعالى يقول في محكم تنزيله بعد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، لن تنالوا البر حتى تنفقوا مما تحبون، وما تنفقوا من شيء فإن الله به عليم. وفي حديث قدسي جليل يقول سبحانه وتعالى: النذرة سهم مسموم من سهام إبليس، من تركه من مخافتي أبدلته إيمانا يجد حلاوته في قلبه. أختصر هذه الخطبة وأقول: أيها الأحباء، توبوا إلى الله واستغفروه، فإن رسولكم قال: كل بني آدم خطاء وخير الخطائين التوابون. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنذر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. بارك الله لي ولكم في القرآن العظيم، ونفعني وإياكم بالآيات والذكر الحكيم. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله، أستغفر الله، أستغفر الله لي ولكم ولوالدي ولوالديكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب، فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.
اللهم صل وسلم وزد وتوانم وتفضل وبارك بجلالك وكمالك على زين عبادك واشرف نبادك سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وصحبه وسلم سلم ورضي الله تبارك وتعالى عن كل صحابة أجمعين.
الحمد لله، نحمده ونستعينه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه، ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، إنه من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ومن يضلل الله فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن سيدنا وحبيبنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فيا عباد الله، إن الدنيا دار ممر وإن الآخرة دار مقر، فخذوا من ممركم لمقركم، ولا تهتكوا أستاركم عند من يعلم أسراركم، واعلموا أنكم ستموتون كما تنامون، وتبعثون كما تستيقظون، ولتجزون بالإحسان إحسانا وبالسوء سوءا، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره. ألا وصلوا على البشير النذير، فقد أمركم الله بذلك في كتاب العزيز، فقال عز من قائل: إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما صليت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم، وبارك على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد، كما باركت على سيدنا إبراهيم وعلى آل سيدنا إبراهيم في العالمين، إنك حميد مجيد. وارض الله من خلف الأربعة: أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي، وأن سائر أصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين، وعنا معهم بعفوك وكرمك يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين، وأذل الشرك والمشركين، ودمر أعداءك أعداء الدين. اللهم إنا نسألك يا الله أن تحفظ المسجد الأقصى، وأن تنصر إخواننا في فلسطين وفي سوريا وفي يمن وفي باكستان وفي أفغانستان وفي كل مكان يا رب العالمين. اللهم ارزقنا صلاة في المسجد الأقصى وهو حر عزيز. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. عباد الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى، وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي، يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون، فاذكروا الله يذكركم، واشكروه على نعم يزدكم، ولذكر الله أكبر، والله يعلم ما تصنعون.
الله أكبر الله أكبر أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح قد قامت الصلاة قد قامت الصلاة الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله سيدنا محمد رسول الله استوصفوا في رحمكم الله استوى لا تختلفوا فتختلف قلوبكم صلوا صلاة المودع الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين كل نفس ذائقة الموت وإنما توفون أجوركم يوم القيامة فمن زحزح عن النار وأدخل الجنة فقد فاز وما الحياة الدنيا إلا متاع الغرور الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين يا أيتها النفس المطمئنة ارجعي إلى ربك راضية مرضية فادخلي في عبادي وادخلي جنتي الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمده الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر اللهم صل على محمد السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله استغفر الله استغفر الله استغفر الله اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام باركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم
وتب علينا واغفر لنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها أنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي ومولاها يا رب العالمين. سمعت المسلمين, we're going to make dua for all those who have requested for a special dua for the son of Siraj. His name is Khalid. Brother Siraj is very close to my heart. It must be difficult for him and for his wife and his children and the whole family and for all of us. Allah says, if you kill one person, it is as if you kill the whole of humanity. And that is how we must feel. But we make dua for Khalid. Allah must grant him highest place in Jannah. Amin. And to be reunited with his beloved family and father and mother. Amin. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم واسكنهم في الجنة. اللهم اغفر لهم وارحمهم واسكنهم في الجنة. وتجاوز عن سيئاتي واحشرهم يا الله مع النبيين والصديقين والشهداء والصالحين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد آل سيدنا محمد ألا إن أولياء الله لا خوف عليهم ولا هم يحزنون آمنوا وكانوا بفضلك دعواهم فيها سبحانك اللهم وتحية فيها سلام آخر دعواهم أن الحمد لله رب العالمين.
As temperatures drop and winter grips the country, the less fortunate in South Africa are preparing for the harsh realities that this season brings. Africa Muslims agencies on the ground distributing blankets, clothing and other essentials to thousands across the country. Sponsor a winter warmth pack for 280 rand to provide blankets, winter clothing and candles to families in need. Donate via Africa Muslims Agency and help us to spread warmth this winter. Africa Muslims Agency, commemorating 35 years of empowering, educating, inspiring.
Alone, we can do so little, but together we can change the world for better. Anur Educational Center helps orphans to live a better life. We support them with hope to secure a brighter future. Sponsor an orphan for 18,000 Rand or 1,500 Rand per month. Anur Educational Center, a place where orphans call home.